John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Grant Flanders with you today here on The Game with Mitch Out. We'll have Sam Ellinger, our conversation with him from Big 12 Media Days at 5:10. Kick off the second hour of the show. You've been hearing in the updates that we talked about in the opening segment, the Doak Walker Award watch list out today. I know it's somewhat yawn-worthy, but K-State does have both Justin Silman and Alex Barnes on that list. One of only five teams, believe I was saying six earlier, one of only five teams nationally to have multiple running backs on that watch list. So, in some ways, nice feather in the cap for the Wildcats. And this is part of the bigger picture watch list season that I think has got to be winding down, right? We have such a long list of Wildcats on watch list by this point in time. We're about to hit August. I think we're getting close to the end here. And when we say it's thrilling, man, is it thrilling to get these watch list emails every single day.
How close are we to – I'm pulling it up right now, seeing what all we've got left. Let's see.
I can't think of a major one that we because Biletnikoff is like one of the few that K-State has not had anybody on, and I know that that has come out.
We are only waiting on one. That is tomorrow. It is the Walter Camp Award to the nation's most outstanding player.
Mm-hmm,
that's all we got left.
Which is like we've already – had the Maxwell Award given to the nation's most outstanding player. Like
there have been 15 lists announced out of the 16.
Okay. Is that really it, 16?
16.
Does that include that Holder Award? Because we had a Holder Award watch list that legitimately came out.
I mean, this is
this
is from the NCAA website that I'm looking at this. It's got the – do you want me to name them off that they've got?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's 15 of them.
I could do without that.
Okay.
We want to play a game here with Grant, see how much attention he has been paying to watch list season. This probably works out well, honestly, because Mitch has to read them so often on the updates that there's going to be some muscle memory there that I'm sure sticks in his brain. Would you rather have me give you the player and then you have to name a watch list that they have been on? Or would you rather me give you the name of a trophy or award and you have to name the K-State player or one of them that has been nominated for said award?
Yeah, I would rather you name the award and and possibly give me, I don't know, all these awards, what position they go to.
No, you don't get the position.
I'm sorry, I can't give you the position.
Okay.
That might make it too easy.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have the award?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. I honestly thought that might be the more fun route to go with this. So some of these, there are multiple Wildcats up for the award. I just want you to give me at least one. We'll see how many you can get here. All right, so we'll start here with the Outland Trophy. About the Outland Trophy, can you name one of the Wildcats on the watch list for the Outland Trophy?
Will Geary? Is that?
Oh, nice guess. Oh. Yes.
Outland, yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Do you know what the Outland Trophy is for?
It obviously has to be for defensive line.
It's an interior lineman, yeah. So defensive lineman or offensive lineman. The Outland will go either side of the ball there. So you also have Dalton Reisner up for the Outland Trophy. Would have also accepted that answer. Off to a nice start here.
Yep. We'll see how far it goes.
Number two in the watch list season game here, the Bobby Dodd Trophy. Who is up for the Bobby Dodd Trophy?
Okay, that one I admitted to you. I cheated a little bit.
Okay,
Bill
so
Snyder,
you,
yeah, yeah.
I was thinking that might be tricky enough to get you because it was a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And not the player. But yes, Bill Snyder, the Bobby Dodd Trophy. So two for two now. How about the Remington Trophy? Remington Trophy.
Easy one.
This is not easy.
Easy one.
I will admit that this is not easy. I tried to make them more tricky as things go on.
I think that's a defensive back, isn't it?
No.
No?
Nope.
Hey, what?
Sorry. Well, we got to give him a little bit of assistance here.
Can you give me offense or defense?
It is offense.
Okay. Byron Pringle.
I'm sorry. The Remington Trophy is for the best center in the country. So that would be Reed Niver. Reed Niver. That was a tricky one.
And even if he knew it was for best center, he might have accidentally said Dalton Reisner for that.
Yeah, well, I was doing that the other day at Big 12 Media Days. So we all make mistakes sometimes.
Two for
three. How about the Paul Hornig Award?
Paul Hornig.
Paul Hornig.
That Duke Shelley.
That's a decent enough guess
DJ
because
Reed.
Duke Shelley has been a good return man in his high school career, but it's wide receiver kick returner Byron Pringle for the Paul Hornig Award, which I believe is supposed to be. Isn't that the one that Tyler Lockett won? No, it's not. Okay, but it's a, let's see, criteria. Good standing, starting or playing significant downs on offense or defense, candidates will be measured by performance. One or more of the following, playing a role on special teams, playing multiple positions on offense. So it's basically like a versatile player.
Yeah, it's for versatility.
You will not be surprised to learn that Jabril Peppers won it last year, Christian McCaffrey before that.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes sense. Yep.
That's what it is for Byron Pringle. So you are now two
for four.
For
yep.
four.
50%.
In the watch list season game. The one that I did have written down here is number five was Doak Walker, but I think we've talked about that enough today, so you can get that. So we'll
Alex
go with
yes,
correct. But we'll go with let's finish it off here with the. I kind of want to give him the AFCA Good Works team, but I don't think that really counts, even though that's listed here in the email that I'm looking at. How about the Bednarik Award? The Bednarik Award.
Ah, yes,
offense or defense.
The Bednarik Award, can we give him that?
No, we can't.
I feel like we can't give
DJ Reed
you that one. That is correct.
Yes, because I could tell. Yeah, I could read you guys on that one.
There we go. All right, well, three for five, man. That's not bad.
Bednarik Award, by the way, best defensive player. That's why we couldn't say offense or defense, because it's not position exclusive.
Mm-hmm. That's a 600 average. How about a bonus question here? Can you tell me what award watch list Dayton Valentine is up for? What watch list he is on?
Whatever the tight end award is. Yeah. I can't tell you.
I mean, that is correct, yes.
I can't tell you the name. That's why I chose the names instead of...
Yeah, that was a smart move. That was a smart move. Self-preservation, that was a smart move. The Mackey.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mackey Award.
Watch that list. Rings a bell, but yeah, still wouldn't have gotten it.
Let me see, do we have anybody else? Can you give me one of the awards that Jesse Ertz is up for?
Oh, the Maxwell?
Okay, yes. Okay. Maxwell, Davey O'Brien, Johnny Unitas, all for Jesse Ertz. He and DJ Reed, the two most decorated guys there. I think, that's basically about it, unless you could tell me Reggie Walker.
Whatever the defensive end award is. But, yeah, I mean, I could throw out a guess, but,
That's Nagurski, which we did have. We had a couple Nagurskis. Will Geary, DJ Reed, Reggie Walker, which is – basically another one of the best defensive players in the country. That's the other thing about watch list season is like there's a million awards that are all for the same thing. Best player in the country besides the Heisman, there's two or three others. Best defensive player in the country, there's a couple. It's just overkill.
At least it wasn't a total failure.
Hey, no, that was solid. That was a solid showing there. We'll hear from Sam Ellinger at 510 Kansas City Star columnist. He'll talk about the future of the K-State football program, who he thinks should be the next head coach. When we come back, though, this O.J. Simpson story is all over the place today. It's actually a local connection to the O.J. parole hearing today. We'll tell you about it here on The Game.